are. No, I hadn't heard of that. But it was funny, Bill. We had this one boss. He liked to sneak around and check on you. And one day we had a big snowstorm, and I had to walk a half a block over. This tank was half a block long, just about. Excuse me. And I had to walk over there in the snow, and I had to walk through the foundry and then go out back to the mixing room. And then I went outside because it wasn't vaporizing fast enough. Well, unbeknownst to me, there was some gas accumulation in the bottom of it. It evidently had a leak or else was burning. I think they were 100% safe, you know, with the thermocouple. I can't remember now. But at any rate, I got down and was squatting down and reaching in to light that. Well, I knew Emerson was following me. He's passed away now years ago. But he was an assistant superintendent at the time, and I knew he was checking up on me. And when I lit that thing, it went boom and blew me backwards. It didn't really get me or anything like that, but it was just kind of a concussion. And I looked back over there where Ed was, and instead of running to me, all I could see was the footprints in the snow. And, you know, he never did follow me out there again.
That's a good one there. Yeah. I wouldn't put him on my Christmas card list for coming to help, that's for sure. Well, Tom, I've reached home, so I'm gonna unload this propane tank, put it in another vehicle, and get my stuff and water in the house and be done with it. Now I'm about ready to go in and hit the recliner. So always good to talk to you, and hope you have a great day and great week coming up. And as always, we'll catch you down the line in 4WHM. I'll be clear on your phone.
Roger. Yeah, well, I learned something today, too. But I had no idea about that. I did have to go over there one day, Bill, and the pop-off valve on one of those units had stuck open. And somebody reported it. And by the time I got over there, propane goes down, and I was waist deep in the propane, and I had to go over there before somebody come by with a nice cigarette butt or something and flipped out there. That whole corner there at 11th and Pine was about 3 foot deep in propane vapor, and I took my screwdriver handle rather than a wrench, thankfully, and pounded on that pop-off valve and got it stopped. And wonder I didn't pass out. I got out of there real fast, though, because it was just like a cloud out there, Bill. That's some scary stuff, and it's well below zero, so if you get a, like John did, he cracked that union open, it burned him just as much as you would just touching a hot iron. It's nasty stuff to handle at times. And they're supposed to buy us beryllium wrenches, non-sparking. Oh, no, we can't do that. You just got to use regular pipe wrenches. I guess it was like that movie, Those That Were Expendable. 73, Bill. Have a good day. N4WHM, N02R.
Have a good one. N4WHM.